بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. From the 99 beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Today we reach from the beautiful names القادر المقتدر. Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, the root letters of both these beautiful names come from the word Qudrat, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has power and He is all-powerful. So Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, one can mean all-powerful and the other can mean most powerful. So it's all-inclusive and it's comprehensive. So Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, both a very similar in meaning, referring to the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. With regards to the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, ulama explain and say, هُوَ الَّذِي لَهُ الْقُدْرَةُ الشَّامِلَةُ, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has total, comprehensive, all-inclusive Qudrat over every single thing. That لَا يُعْجِزُهُ شَيْءٍ وَلَا يَفُوتُهُ مَطْلُوبٌ. Such is the Qudrat and the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that nothing can render Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala incapable, nor will Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala desire or is in pursuit or require something to get done and that will miss the opportunity or the appointed time. This Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions the His Qudrat, speaks about it in various different names and in various places in the Qur'an Kareem. At the end of Surah Al-Qiyamah, أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَىٰ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that who has the might, the qudrat and the power to even revive the dead. When someone is dead, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have that qudrat to give a person life again. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has total power to bring back anything from the dead. So nothing is difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and nothing is beyond the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When a person understands the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will make dua accordingly. Like how that person who requires help, he looks around in society, who is that person who has the financial means to assist me? Or who is that doctor that has the expertise that he may be able to assist me? So you look for that person who has got a very high level of expertise, then you'll go to him, you'll ask him for assistance and help in any field. So when it comes to this aspect, once we heard one alim explaining, he says that whatever we are seeing around us in this world is just but an iota of the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's just but an iota of the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got qudrat over everything. That the basic elements in this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use it for benefit and for harm. Water can be of benefit, that same water can become harm if it's a tsunami or if it's a flood. And when there's a flood that is coming, then no superpower, then there's no person can do anything to stop that flood. If there's a gale force wind or whatever is to come, man has got technology, but he cannot do anything to stop just one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say many years ago when the virus broke out in China, they call it the SARS virus. It was known to be SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome. When this broke out in China, then people were so scared, if any person had it, then he wouldn't even go and visit his relative. You see, this is such a virus that is deadly. If a person gets it, you just need to know that now he's on the road to death. He's gonna die anytime soon. So they wouldn't visit that person. And if he's in the house, they'll isolate him. Or either go and rent a place and put him one side, because they know he's going to die. So like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes He shows us His qudrat, that certain things happen in the world in the form of a virus or these natural causes that are happening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to teach insan that total qudrat is only with me. The power and ability to reverse any situation is only with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Imagine that person few years ago on the khatam of the Taraweeh, then one person came and he says, Mufti sahab, tonight special dua. Youngster also. So anyway, he's saying, but Mufti sahab, special. He started crying, he's tearing. So he's saying, stage 5 cancer. And doctors are counting the number of days I have left. Just the other day when I saw him with his children, then I'm just telling the family that the same person was crying, and look how healthy and haley he is now with his children, running around, cycling with them, doing everything. So that's the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people in society who thought they were on deathbed, they called their children around to write the wasiyat. They started writing it down. Till now, alhamdulillah, they're still alive. So this is the qudrat of Allah. Nothing is beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to have full yaqeen in Allah. Nothing is too difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And continuously remind ourselves of the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That the moment we continuously remind ourselves of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will automatically and naturally humble us. Sa'id bin Musayyab, min kibari tabi'een, he was a very high ranking tabi'i. One day he was addressing his disciples and he's telling them that ma fatani al-adhan fi masjidi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mundhu 40 sana. For the last 40 years, forget about takbir ula, adhan was given and I was already in the masjid. So he's telling that to his disciples. And that same day, as he's going to the masjid, he saw the people are leaving the masjid. So he asked him, what happened? He says, salah is over. So that was the lesson from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just now you said, you were counting your favors and, you know, you were saying that this is what I could do and 40 years adhan in the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately the lesson came, immediately. Qadada Rahimullah was also a very senior ranking tabi'i. So he says that while he's addressing his students, he says, ma nasitu shay'an qattu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with such a phenomenal memory. I haven't forgotten anything. So the students say, Allahu Akbar, such an ustad we got. So that was the end of the dars. So he told his khadim, iti bina'aliyya, bring my shoes. So the servant says, "Excuse me, my master, an-nadu fi rijlik," you're wearing your shoes. So the student said, "But just now you told us you never forgot anything. You even forgot you wearing your own shoes." So that's the lesson from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that we should be careful how we deal, because everything is in the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in total control of everything. Abdul Rahman bin Abi Nu'm, this is to explain the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a very high ranking muhaddith. So one day a person came to him and said that if Malakul Maud had to whisper into you, your ears, that you have so many number of days left for life and your death is going to come, what would you change in your schedule or in your routine from your ma'amulat to prepare yourself now for death? What will you change? So he says, "There's nothing to change." So you ask him, "What you mean nothing?" He says, "I live every day like I'm going to pass away." The same Abdul Rahman bin Abi Nu'm, he was living in the time of Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi. The narration, this incident is recorded in Tahdhib al-Tahdhib, a very authentic book for the ulama. They will be very well affair with this book. But anyway, this incident is, in the time of Hajjaj, Abdul Rahman bin Abi Nu'm, he was given a khutbah. In his khutbah, he realized that Hajjaj is in the gathering. Hajjaj, he was أَظْلَمُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, very oppressive person. So in his talk, in his khutbah, he spoke on the evils, the repercussions, the consequences of dhulam and oppression. Hajjaj took offense that you're bowling against me now. So he took offense and he says, this person, it's quietly he called on person, he said, "Take him to one dark room, close and seal all the windows and doors. There shouldn't be any light at all. Don't give him food and drink. Lock him up for 15 days. So they locked him up for 15 days. After 15 days, Hajjaj say, 15 days are over. Open that room, take out the corpse and the body, go and bury it now. So that person went, he opened the door. فَإِذَا هُوَ قَائِمٌ يُسَلِّي. He says, "We thought maybe, you know, he'll be finished." We go into that room, Abdul Rahman bin Abi Nu'm, his hands are tied and he's in salah. He's performing salah. Hajjaj says, "You serious?" He says, "Have a look for yourself." He looked at him, he called him out. He says, "Thir haythu shi'th." "Please man, just go wherever you want to go. I don't think so I'll be able to do anything. You like an Allah wala. You know, you're a very pious person. You go, you're free now." So that's the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka. One person he came, just reminds me of an incident. One person came to Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So he told Hazrat, "I want to have a competition with you." So Hazrat said, "Competition? What competition you know have?" He's a non-Muslim. So he says, "See, me and you will put food in front of us. And let's see who can eat the most. Let's see who can eat the most. We'll go for it, right?" So Hazrat looked at him and he says, "Acha, how about this? Let's have this competition. Me and you will lock ourselves in one room and let's see who can last the longest without food." He says, "But why you have that competition?" He says, "The competition of eating, even animals eat. The competition of not eating, that's angels. That's angels and holistic. That's what the angels do. They're not eating. Animals are eating. The angels are not eating. Let's have that competition." See, I said, "Jazakallah," next time. So, those people who are very pious, you know, very closely linked to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they can, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them that qudrat and that ability. Just recently, one alim was explaining to me, person who is living in Durban, he says, "Mawlana, I've traveled with this man. I know this man. And he's one amazing old man. Very amazing this old man is. He's in his, was it 40s, late 40s or early 50s. He says he's so amazing. I've been in Jamaat with him, stayed with him, whatever, ijtimas. Mawlana, he sleeps without exaggeration 3 to 4 hours a day. 3 to 4 hours maximum. When he wakes up tahajjud time, from tahajjud till the night, there's no sleeping. And he functions like a horse," he's saying. Mawlana, he functions like a horse. So people who've got yaqeen in Allah, who make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives it. One of the khadims, of one Buzruk in previous times. So he was going for Hajj. So he asked Hazrat, Hazrat, I'm going for Hajj. Give me some nasiha. So Hazrat gave him some advice. So he told him, okay, just one more important advice. You see, you're going to be drinking Zamzam first time in your life. The dua you make when you drink Zamzam, it's readily accepted. It's readily accepted. So he went and he drank Zamzam. After Zamzam, he made dua. Oh my Allah, I must survive few days without eating so I can make the khidmat of my Hazrat. And I must suffice with a very few hours of sleep for my day. And this person, ulama, our asatis are mentioned to us, that when they saw his life, that's exactly what they saw. So they asked him the secret. You see, Hazrat told me, drink Zamzam, dua is accepted. So I made dua to Allah. I mustn't get hungry too quickly. And that's exactly what we see in our life. Ramadan comes, is so much of barakat in time. Well, all the time was going in your food and eating. That's all the time was going. So that is the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir. The next two beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Al-Muqaddim and Al-Muakhir. Al-Muqaddim is to take forward, to advance something or someone. Al-Muakhir is to delay, to defer, to withhold something. That's Muakhir. So some ulama explain and say that what is meant Al-Muqaddim, Al-Muakhir, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring something forward or delay it. If Allah wants, He can bring the day of Eid early. If He wants, He can delay it. So one of the years performing Taraweeh and the news came, isn't it? Performing Taraweeh and the news, you have to stop the Taraweeh. So if Allah wants, the news can come whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides. Everything is in the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, beautifully Imam Nawawi rahimullah explains, he says, Al-Muqaddim Al-Muakhir refers, is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yuqaddimu man yasha'u min khalqihi ila rahmatihi bitawfiqihi. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take from His creation whomsoever He desires to hidayat, to good deeds with His favor. And He can delay someone from good deeds, and that is the justice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is all in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua that we learn appears in Sahih Muslim. Allahumma ighfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhartu. وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسرفت وما أنت أعلم به مني أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر comes in it. Ya Allah, you bring anything forward, you delay everything. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. So everything is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Every single thing is from Allah. Whether it's coming on its time, or it's coming, you think it's coming forward, it's going to be delayed. Everything comes at its appointed time from the side of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But what Imam Nawawi Rahimullah mentions is valuable, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take us to hidayat, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can withhold us from those avenues of hidayat. Under this, ulama explain in some of the books, they explain a very thought-provoking, it's something that really strikes a chord for every one of us, this incident of Abu Abdullah al-Andalusi. He was a very pious person, Abu Abdullah al-Andalusi. He was a person that, he was a sab'a qari, meaning he could recite qirat sab'a at any time. And he was such a pious person that he had 12,000 disciples around him. 12,000 muridin. His khanqa was the biggest khanqa in Baghdad. Traveling around with 12,000 people. He knew 30,000 ahadith of by heart. So you name the science and the fun, the branch of deen, and he was second to none. So one day he's traveling with his disciples, they were going. As they were traveling, they came to a place. It was the time of Salah. So they're looking for water. They cannot see any water. So some of them go into the church, the synagogues. They go into these places, into the idol houses. And they, to the utter amazement, they can see idols, pictures of elephants, monkeys, donkeys, etc. So whatever happened, they're looking for water. And in a very near place where the Shaykh was, Abu Abdillah al-Andalusi, there were some girls and there was a well. So he told the people, just ask them for some water. But he caught sight of those girls, very young girls. Abu Abdillah al-Andalusi asked, who's that? He asked the other girls, who's that pretty girl? So they said, this pretty girl here, she is the daughter of the leader of this area. You see, okay, but if she is so rich, they buy the means, why is she working like this? Her father doesn't want to grow her up in the lap of luxury, lest she may not appreciate the bounties that she has with her. So she must work now so she appreciates later. So we're not going to spoil her. So he says, amazed. Okay. And the discussion stopped right there. And for 3 days, Abu Abdillah al-Andalusi stayed in this place. He stayed in this place. He never spoke a word against the norm. Everyone's muridin asini. Is it not talking? What's happening? He's sick. After the third dinner, amongst his disciples to understand his status and his caliber, his muridin, Junaid Baghdadi rahimullah, Shibli rahimahullah. These people are his murids. So Abu Abdillah was a very high ranking sheikh. So on the third day, Sheikh Shibli rahimullah comes to him. He says, Hazrat Gustakhi, maaf. Like how we'll say in our own words, maaf to intrude. What's happening? You know, you're not talking, not even one word of advice. Time of salah, we're reading salah. Chup chap, you're not talking at all. So I said, he's not saying anything also. He said, for how long can I hide it? He's telling them, for how long can I hide it? Go back to Baghdad, go make the ibadat of Allah and leave me here. So he says, but Hazrat, what happened? What happened? So he just said that Allah has snatched away the garland or the garment of wilayat he gave me, he just took it away. That wilayat and that friendship that I enjoyed has been taken away. See, Hazrat, what you mean? You got 12,000 muridin. I'm talking on their behalf. What must I go and tell them? He says, go tell them the naked truth. That something has been snatched away from me. I'm fearing my iman also. Take them and go back to Baghdad. So Hazrat said, now they all went away to Baghdad. He went now and he went to the father of this girl. He says, you know what? Eventually he stayed there and the people carried on to Baghdad. They're entering Baghdad. The people are all waiting outside to welcome Hazrat. Hazrat is coming from on safar. So as they come out, they're greeting the whole entourage and say, but where's Hazrat? He stayed behind. He didn't come. But why he didn't come? You see, he's according to him, he says, he's no secret. Wilayat has been snatched away from him. He's no more, that friendship has been taken away. He says, what you're talking? He says, we don't know any further details. We'll investigate at a later stage. But he stayed away. He didn't want to come. 1 year later, Khanka is closed. People are sad. 1 year later, Sheikh Shibli rahimullah decide to go and find out like what happened. So he comes to this place. He's looking for Abu Abdillah al-Andalusi. He says, our Hazrat, last year we brought him here. Where is he? He says, he's in a jungle. In a jungle, what is he doing? No, he's the herdsman for the pigs, for the khinzir, for the swine. He said, but why? He said, no, he proposed to that girl that he set gaze on. He proposed to her. So the father said, you want her? Well, you'll have to be the herdsman of these khinzir and these swines. After, when I decide it's the right time, I'll get you married to her. So he went and he did that. So Shibli quickly runs to the forest and the jungle. He goes, he sees Allahu Akbar. He's around the swines. Doesn't have a topi. Now he's got a Christian hat. He doesn't have anything else. He's got a cross around his neck. You see, Hazrat, what happened? He sat down and he cried. Shibli cried. Both of them cried. And then they both started crying now. So he's making dua. Shibli rahimullah is making dua. Both are making dua. So they made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He said, but what happened? What happened? So he says, I don't know. Wilayat had been snatched from me. That's all. He can't talk. Can't talk anything more than that. So Shibli rahimullah is very sad on what he saw. And he's going back to Baghdad. People want to ask him, what you saw? What happened to Hazrat? He has to speak the truth. He has to give kalguzari. So he says, very sad now. He's telling him, leave all of this. He said, how do I leave it? How? So he couldn't understand how to come out. Yet he had 12,000 murids. So they said, okay, never mind. Let's go back to Baghdad. They're traveling back to Baghdad. One day, 2 days, few days later, Shibli rahimullah, early morning as they are setting out on the journey now, from wherever they stopped for the night, they camped for the next leg of the journey. Suddenly he sees Hazrat is coming out from the river, he's having a ghusl. He says, Hazrat, it's you. He says, yeah, give some clean clothes. So they quickly found some clean clothes, they gave it to Hazrat. Hazrat wearing clean clothes. He says, wait 2 rakat salah. Read 2 rakat salah. Made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cried to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then they sat down, and then Shibli rahimullah asked him, but Hazrat, what was the reason for that? The history is history, no problem. We can press the delete button, it's over. But what led to it? What was the sabab? What was the reason to it? So Abu Abdillah al-Andalusi rahimullah, this great sheikh, is saying, you know, when we entered that city and we were looking for water, we went into the church and the idol houses, then we saw idols and we saw pictures and whatever we saw. When I saw all of that, then what happened, the kayfiyah and the condition that came in my heart, I started thinking to myself, Hazrat, you got so many murids, you're so pious. Look at these bewukuf people, look at these stupid people. They are worshipping monkeys and donkeys and the sun and the moon and created entities. That's all. I never utter anything. I never say it with the tongue. I just thought about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hum khabar lenge." Now we're going to take your imtihan for that thought. We'll take your imtihan for that thought. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. Huwa al-muqaddim, huwa al-mu'akhir. Allah will take us to hidayat. Allah can stop us also. Never ever look down at anyone. Whether he's a kafir, even if a Muslim, you're driving past the house and your own neighbor is not coming. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, that's why they're having these functions too. So late now, they can't come for Fajr. Nah. So early in the morning, we must come 20 past 4. He's not here. So if that thought comes to mind, who woke you up to take you for this Fajr Salah? Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So whether it's a kafir, whether it's a Muslim, whether it's a fasiq, whoever it is, never ever look down on any person in society. In case Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has to take our imtihan and reverse the situations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward and grant each one of us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah wa ta'ala.